first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Adrian Sasso experiences the breaking of a spell.
For better or for worse, technology has revolutionized how we go about our daily lives. Recently, I was given an assignment by my journalism professor to take a 4-hour media fast and write about the experience. No phones, screens, or media of any kind. My partner had an appointment in town on Sunday, and I figured it would be a good time to get out of the house and run some errands myself. I elected to leave my phone at home to avoid any potential temptations. It was a beautiful, brisk day when I arrived at the shopping center. My partner hurried off to her appointment, leaving me alone to wait in the car. Without thinking, my hand reached down to my right pocket, grasping for the phone that wasn't there. My mind, without a steady stream of information or entertainment, wandered aimlessly in an attempt to keep itself busy. I expected to sit there in boredom for the duration, but something else began to happen. As if a spell was broken, the urge to reach down to my phone seemed to fade away. Old conversations and funny moments in my life appeared vivid in my mind as I became lost in thought. We often think that technology is forcing us further apart from others, but it also appears to be severing the connection we have with ourselves. I believe that every once in a while, it might be worth shutting off.
Adrian Sasso is a proud Santa Cruz resident. If you would like to share your opinion or story, send 240 words to First Person Singular at ksqd.org. This program was produced by Lori Korn and Matilda Rand.